January 11, 2014 is a lot from Pedro's show. Show of 2014, brother.
That's right,
man.
Yeah, it's a
bitchin'
day.
Yeah, last week I was one of the last flights to get out of New York City.
Man, they had
the beat down with the coldness, and I got back here, Pedro. I got here New Year's Day, but it was too late to do polar bear swim, so I missed another one.
It was a cool time though with Raymond and Thurston.
Yeah, in fact, I got the whole gig that will play during the third hour.
Bitchin'.
Yeah, somebody floated to me, brother Matt. Well, let's talk about who we played, and then we'll talk about our guest here. Start off Miles Mode, something like John Coltrane, who had with him Eric Dolphy at the Village Vanguard, I believe, 1961. And then we heard something from our guest for today, from Underdown, Eric McFadden. Brother Matt?
Yeah, welcome.
Help me welcome Eric McFadden via Skype. Eric?
Yeah.
What part is, you're in SoCal, but what part?
Right now, I'm in Los Angeles, right here in Miracle Mile at the moment.
Okay. And something happened with your coche, right? Something with the wheels.
Yeah, it's not doing so good. Those are stuck in San Francisco in a buddy's shop, and we're hoping for some recovery soon with that thing.
Oh, so how'd you get down here? Because I know you're here for, what, the whole month to do a residency at the Mint?
Yeah, I'm doing every Wednesday at the Mint, but I'm... We got here, we just flew, because I've been on the road for like 2.5 months. I was doing the Eric Burden thing for a while, and then I was doing my thing, and we were in Europe for a bit, but then came back and did some stuff in New Mexico and stuff, so we just flew back here,
Eric Burden.
No wheels.
What a wild cat. I mean, it must be righteous sharing the stage with Eric Burden.
Yeah, he's got some stories, too.
Well, let's talk about stories. What's this... from Underdown about?
Well, this one was just kind of trying to get out from Underdown, when you get that, when you get in crush.
Oh, nothing to do with Australia.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So you're talking about like you're under the heel or the boot or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just wait, getting crushed by the weight. Of your
right.
Depression. You got to get out from under that shit. That's all, really. You know what I mean?
It's Can we go way back? Can you tell me about your first memory of music? That you can...
Wow, man, that's... I could go back a good ways. My mom was always into music. She was... My mom and my dad, too. My mom lived in the East Village when I was a kid in New York, and she was hanging out with everybody. So, she was a teenager. I mean, she had me when she was 18, but she was...
teenager.
Allen Ginsberg was her neighbor. She'd hang out with Richie Havens and his coffee shop.
Oh, so Lower East Side.
Yeah, Lower East Side. She'd
because be Richard Hell lives in the building that Allen Ginsberg. I've been in that building that you were in because he still lives there. Eric? Oh, damn. But we're talking what, like the middle 60s?
Yeah, right in there, 64-5, sick okay.
And
shit.
And are they players or are they gig-goers?
My dad plays. My mom, she actually had a brief stint scene with the Fugs. Remember them?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, incredible cast.
I mean, she being, you know, getting to mom, you know, becoming a mom of me and all that kind of stuff. That short, it was, you know, I don't know how official that was or how long it lasted, but she kind of jumped in there for a little while, you know.
Okay, so you were hearing music way early then.
Yeah, pretty early on. I mean, you know, I saw the Yellow Submarine Parade out the window in New York when I was a tiny little baby. You know, so it was pretty, you know, my mom was pretty much in it, and my dad, too. You know, he was playing in bands in high school and such, so.
Well, when did you start playing?
What was that?
When did you start playing?
I started playing when I was like 10 or 11 years old, kind of just...
What was it, guitar?
Yeah, guitar. Yeah, my dad had a 12-string lying around, so that's kind of what I had to play on first.
Wow, those are kind of tough.
Yeah.
But you know what, maybe good training, right, to build those finger muscles up.
Yeah, that definitely did it. By the time he got me another 6-string, I was like, oh, shit, this is easy.
It's like practicing jogging by running at the beach in the sand.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Here, let's hear some more music, and then we'll get back to your musical journey, okay?
You got it.
Thank you.
Pedro show. You just heard something from Eric McFadden, Been So High. What can you tell us about that one?
Well, man, I just kind of wrote that one real quick at the Steel Bridge Song Fest. My buddy Pat McDonald does this songwriting festival out in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, and for charity kind of thing. And anyway, yeah, you know, Been So High, you know, either, I guess you can interpret that as being a little too high on,
like,
you know,
a kite?
What's that?
Like a kite.
Like a kite?
Kite, K-I-T-E.
On your high horse, maybe?
No, like flying like a kite, you know?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Before that, we had Night Signals, who are from Down Under, I think Perth. I Just Can't Get You Out of My Head. Ahead of that was Isaac from First Five Through. Now, Pixies was something brand new in front of that. Blue Eyed Hex.
Pixies, something new?
Yeah, brand new. And ahead of that was Window Rail Seats, Dirty Beaches. And we started off with something brand new from Kyoka, where she had me play bass.
Yeah.
But but it's a trippy. What's the filters or something?
Oh, yeah,
yeah. It's kind of. I got my kigurumi. That's kind of like an outfit, Brother Matt, that you wear, like a Rirakuma. So, Eric, back to your journey there. You start picking up the 12-string guitar at 10 years old. Now, what'd you do? Try to play stuff off records? Or did you start writing your own songs right away?
Well, you know, first I was trying to pick up some tunes off the records. You know, I just had, like, whatever was in the collection, my parents' collection, really. So, you know, they'd have the Beatles and Stones and Dylan and Stevie Wonder. They'd have, you know, they had different stuff in there.
Did your pop show you any chords or stuff?
Yeah, my dad taught me some chords, taught me a few songs, and then I did try to start writing songs pretty shortly after that, and also, you know, started finding my own music, you know, the new, you know, my generation stuff. But
right, reaching out from your house, like maybe the stuff you heard from cats going to school with you, right?
Yeah, the, you know, the kids at school and stuff, but, you know, it's funny because, like, you know, I was into all the old classic stuff, and I was listening to Black Sabbath and Cream and, you know, Creedence, and we had all these, some of them from my parents' house, some from that I would discover from friends, but then in high school, you know how high school is, right? They've got all the little cliques and shit, you know.
Heavy peer pressure.
Yeah, so, but I was kind of embraced, though, by some kids there who turned me on to some. I mean, that was actually my introduction to punk rock. I was into Jimmy and Sabbath and Zeppelin and all that. And these kids were like, "Hey, have you ever heard this?" And it blew my mind with some stuff I never heard. You know, Black Flag and Dead Kennedys and all this. And
is this still in New York City?
This is in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay, because this is where I first met you, was in Albuquerque. So
man,
when did you make that move?
I met you, man. I met you, DeBoon, and Hurley all.
That's the first time Minutemen played Berkey. But when did you make the move from New York City to Albuquerque?
Well, we moved from. See, we were in New York early on as a kid. When I was 8 years old, we moved. But then I moved to Albuquerque. Then when I was 17, I moved back to New York for a year.
Ah, but that's right in high school, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So I was supposed to go, and I got kicked out of high school in New York and didn't go back. So
yeah.
Right. I came back.
Well, now, these kids at high school in Berkey turned you on to punk.
Yeah, yeah. The Berkey kids, man.
Yeah, respect.
They did it. And there was only like, you know, and that little group was like six kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because it was still small. This is what people don't understand. The old days, especially in the U.S., punk was very small.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was a tiny little contingency there.
To be part of it, you really had to kind of, put on some armor because most people did not dig it.
Yeah, it wasn't like all that accepted. I mean, the thing is, now people look at it really differently in retrospect and with all the historical, you know, the historical aspect of it and recognizing the importance of it. But back then, it wasn't like that. And it was like, now you can walk around with a mohawk and, you know, you can probably get a job at the bank. But back then, people throw bottles at you.
Yeah, absolutely. I know all about that. Here, let's hear some more tunes here, Eric.
You got it.
Thank you.
spring, but don't care about nothing. She brings the rain, oh yeah, she brings the rain. In the dawn of the silvery day, clouds seem to melt away. She brings the rain, oh yeah, she brings the rain. She brings the rain, it feels like spring. Magic mushrooms out of dreams. She brings the rain, oh yeah, she brings the rain. Cement of yellow, gray disappears, flying on the raven's wing. She brings the rain, oh yeah, she brings the rain. Yes, I care, she brings me spring, but don't care about nothing. She brings the rain, oh yeah, she brings the rain. She brings the rain, it feels like spring. Magic mushrooms out of things. She brings the rain, it feels like spring. She brings the rain, it feels like spring. She brings the rain, it feels like spring. She brings the rain. Silvery day, clouds seem to melt away. She brings the rain, oh yeah, she brings the rain. Oh yeah, she brings the rain. Oh yeah, she brings the rain. Oh yeah, she brings the rain.
Pedro Show starts off with Howie Reeve. Howie's a bass man from Scotland. He's going to open up for Mrs. Man when they play Edinburgh and Glasgow in April. Cool, yeah, cool. We're going to do another tour of my third opera, Hyphenated Man. I think it's February 20 to April 19. And, well, there's our guest, Eric McFadden Coffin, right there. Then we heard, I found the original 1981 demo of Madonna doing Burn It Up, which I ended up covering for Chicone Youth. Then
Madonna.
Finally, what's that?
Burn It Up.
Burn It Up.
All right.
Not Bernadette. You know about Carol Kaye saying that she played the bass on Bernadette? I don't know about that. Then finally, Can with She Brings the Rain. We were talking about... off the air there, people, me and Eric were discussing Jardine Fibbers doing a Can cover. That was a great band, Jardine Fibbers. I think Nels Klein's getting ready to do a Europe tour with Martin Modeski and Wood.
All right.
Nels is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I just saw Nels and Modeski in New York like a month or two ago, and He's mentioning he had done a record with them.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he told me. I haven't heard any of it, but...
No, me either. Yeah, sure, I'm sure.
When did you first meet Nels?
What's that? When I meet Nels? I guess that would have been... I think it might have been through Carla. You know,
and the Gerald D. Fibbers, right? Because Nels Klein ended up joining that band right after being part of the Black Gang and doing My First Stopper.
Because I was a big Fibbers fan, and Carla, you know, Bozlich and Jen, and
that's why Joel Beisel was on the first three tours, because he had joined that band.
Yeah, he joined them in like 97, 6. So I think I met him at that point, because I'd seen the Fibbers and Carla before that, and then Nels. I was a big fan of Nels before I met him, of course, and you know, I mean, he was all over your record, Ball Hog, Tugboat, you know.
That's right.
And
he's all over the first opera.
Yeah, that one too. I listen to those
Steve Hodges
religiously, which is great. And then we just started hanging out, and whenever he'd come to town a little, and I sat in here or there, but then we talked about doing the band called Headstock. We've been talking about that for 8 years.
Okay, let's get back to Berkey. You're getting turned on by the punk kids. When do you start your first band? Is it there?
Yeah, you know what? At 15 years old, I started my first. I was in my first punk rock band. My good buddy Joey Abbin, he booked everybody in Albuquerque. Any band that was anyone who was anybody, every punk band slept on his floor.
The Minutemen. That's who we played for when we played in the back of that house.
Club Rec, man.
Club Rec, exactly.
And that's where I saw you guys, I think it was 84 or whatever.
Yeah, that's our first time playing there. No, actually, we played there a year before with Black Flag at an Indian School Center or something. Indian School Road Center. It was some kind of cultural center we played with Black Flag.
Okay, yeah, I missed that one, but I was at the Club Rec one.
I remember talking to you on the porch of that pad.
What's that?
The pad where we conked. I remember rapping with you all night.
Yeah, we were at that pad, exactly. And on Gerard Street in Albuquerque. And I started shortly after that, my buddy Joey asked me to, play bass. I should play bass, get this, Mike. at 15 years old in a band called The Wongs, first punk rock band I was in.
The Wongs.
The Wongs.
Yeah. And you were a bass man. All right.
Yeah, brief. Well, they needed a bass player, and I'm like, sure. You know, I'll try. I'll give it a shot. But then a few years later, I started the Angry Babies, which was the first punk band I was in that really toured and made records. You know, we first thing was out on cassette, of course.
And you were doing guitar in that band.
Yeah. And that one, you know, we
hit. You got a Flowy. Do you still have a cassette of that stuff?
I think I got one laying around somewhere, man.
You know, I'd like to play some of that on the show.
Oh, man. Yeah, I probably have an MP3 somewhere. I don't know if it's...
Well, I got a cassette that I can switch them on over if you give me the tape.
Yeah, sure, man.
That would be bitching to hear primordial Eric McFadden. His angry baby mode.
That's right.
And you were torn and stuff.
Yeah. My drummer turned me on to you guys for the Minutemen, but we toured quite a bit, not toured, very uncomfortable tours. I'm sure you know about those. a lot of floors, not a lot of food, but
And being in Berkey, man, there's some drives.
I know that's the thing with that location, that you're going to have to do some driving to get anywhere. That whole side of the country,
Well, maybe Santa Fe's kind of close.
Yeah, that was just that one. That's Santa Fe House, that's about it.
What about Cruces? Did you ever go down to
Las Cruces?
Because there's a college there, right? New Mexico State?
Delphine's from Las Cruces, who just interviewed you,
Okay.
I was just in Cruces. I've really hardly ever played Cruces, I think, once or twice. Surprisingly.
That's like Bakersfield with me. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, January 11, 2013, 2014 edition of Watt from Peter.
Already.
Guest Eric McFadden, hold tight for hour two. January 11, 2013, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Charles Bukowski's bungalow must stand. Charles Bukowski's bungalow must stand. When you devastate our landmarks, annihilate our land, Charles Bukowski's bungalow must stand. The Roosevelt Hotel down. Roosevelt Hotel must not come down. The Gables ghost floats aimlessly down the streets of the tourist town. The Roosevelt Hotel must not come down.
We have everything and we have nothing. And some men do it in churches, and some men do it by tearing butterflies in half. And some men do it in Palm Springs, laying it into butter blondes with Cadillac soles. Cadillacs and butterflies, nothing and everything. The face melting down to the last puff in a cellar in Corpus Christi. There's something for the touts, the nuns, the grocery clerks, and you. Something at 8 a.m., something in the library, something in the river. Everything and nothing. In the slaughterhouse, it comes running along the ceiling on a hook, and you swing it. One, two, three, and then you've got it. $200 worth of dead meat. Its bones against your bones. Something and nothing. It's always early enough to die, and it's always too late. And the drill of blood in the basin white, it tells you nothing at all. And the grave diggers playing poker over 5 a.m. coffee, waiting for the grass to dismiss the frost. They tell you nothing at all. We have everything and we have nothing. Days with the glass edges and the impossible stink of river moss, worse than shit. Checkerboard days of moves and counter moves, fagged interest with as much sense in defeat as in victory. Slow days like mules humping at slagged and sullen and sun-glazed up a road where a madman sits waiting among blue jays and wrens, netted in and sucked a flaky gray. Good days, too, of wine and shouting, fights in alleys, fat legs of women striven around your bowels, buried in moans, the signs in bull rings like diamonds hollering Mother Capri, violets coming out of the ground telling you to forget the dead armies and the loves that robbed you. Days when children say funny and brilliant things, like savages trying to send you a message through their bodies while their bodies are still alive enough to transmit and feel and run up and down without locks and paychecks and ideals and possessions and beetle-like opinions. Days when you can cry all day long in a green room with the door locked. Days when you can laugh at the bread man because his legs are too long. Days of looking at hedges. And nothing. The days of the bosses. Yellow men with bad breath and big feet. Men who look like frogs, hyenas. Men who walk as if melody had never been invented. Men who think it is intelligent to hire and fire and profit. Men with expensive wives they possess like 60 acres of ground to be drilled or shown off or to be walled away from the incompetent. Men who'd kill you because they're crazy and justify it because it's the law. Men who stand in front of windows 30 feet wide and see nothing. Men with luxury yachts who can sail around the world and yet never get out of their vest pockets. Men like snails, men like eels, men like slugs and not as good. And nothing. Getting your last paycheck at a harbor, at a factory, at a hospital, at an aircraft plant, at a penny arcade, at a barber shop, at a job you didn't want anyway. Income tax, sickness, servility, broken arms, broken heads, all the stuffing come out like an old pillow. We have everything and we have nothing. Some do it well enough for a while and then give way. Fame gets them, or disgust, or age, or lack of proper diet, or ink across the eyes, or children in college, or new cars, or broken backs while skiing in Switzerland, or new politics, or new wives, or just natural change and decay. The man you knew yesterday hooking for 10 rounds, or drinking for 3 days and 3 nights by the Sawtooth Mountains, now just something under a sheet or a cross or a stone or under an easy delusion, or packing a Bible or a golf bag or a briefcase. How they go, how they go. All the ones you thought would never go. Days like this. Like your day today. Maybe the rain on the window. trying to get through to you. What do you see today? What is it? Where are you? The best days are sometimes the first, sometimes the middle, and even sometimes the last. The vacant lots are not bad. Churches in Europe on postcards are not bad. People in wax museums frozen into their best sterility are not bad. Horrible, but not bad. The cannon, think of the cannon. And toast for breakfast, and coffee hot enough to know your tongue is still there. Three geraniums outside a window, trying to be red and trying to be pink and trying to be geraniums. No wonder sometimes the women cry. No wonder the mules don't want to go up the hill. Are you in a hotel room in Detroit looking for a cigarette? One more good day, a little bit of it. And as the nurses come out of the building after their shift, having had enough, eight nurses with different names and different places to go, walking across the lawn, some of them want cocoa and a paper. Some of them want a hot bath. Some of them want a man. Some of them are hardly thinking at all. Enough and not enough. Arcs and pilgrims, oranges, gutters, ferns, antibodies, boxes of tissue paper. In the most decent, sometimes sun, there is the soft smoke feeling from urns and the canned sound of old battle planes. And if you go inside and run your finger along the window ledge, you'll find dirt, maybe even earth. And if you look out the window, there will be the day. And as you get older, you'll keep looking, keep looking. Sucking your tongue in a little. Ah, no, no, maybe. Some do it naturally, some obscenely, everywhere.
Line, yeah, pushing her down, and we're having you. Watt from Pedro Show. We started the second hour off with Soako and Aoki Hayato doing F-Low. Then we had Johnny Angel Wendell doing Charles Bukowski's Bungalow Must Stand. Then we had something from Mr. Tanaski himself. Something for the touts, the nuns, the grocery clerks, and you.
All right.
DMF doing something different. Eric McFadden with Delicate Thing. What was that?
What was that?
Yeah.
Well, the song for my trio, Eric McFadden Trio, was like, you know, trying to...
As opposed to the brutal thing?
It's kind of that. Yeah, it's like doggy. It's kind of a doggy dog world, as we know. I mean, you just don't want to get broken down by the world too much. And I know sometimes these fragile, delicate creatures have a hard time braving the brutality of, you know, life in the world. So it's sort of a
example one moves from small town to Hollywood.
Exactly. Yeah, there's an example.
Example
right there.
Two moves from small town to San Francisco.
That's right.
Okay. Example three.
Probably easier on them than Hollywood, but yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Example three. Moves back to little town.
That's right. But pretty back here. Didn't work out for you, huh?
You know, I've met people like that, and it's so much calmer for them going back in a way. But, yeah, it's like throwing in the towel.
Yeah, it is kind of. So
but I know people that go back, they, you know what I mean, they make another attempt.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's admirable.
The world can eat you up. I mean, you know, some people go out there with all these visions of grandeur. You know, they're not prepared for it. They don't know what to expect.
Sure.
And they're ultimately not. Some people maybe, you know, can brave the roughest of circumstances and just kind of get through it and come out on top. But some people just get beaten down.
Yeah. You know? So that's the delicate thing.
Yeah.
Delicate thing theme. And finally, Crocifisso nell'Alo by Mad Creole, Italiano band. Okay, so back to your music journey here. You're touring with the Angry Babies.
Yep.
And about when is this?
I guess that would have started. I mean, you know, I started making recording songs and recording on a 4-track, doing that around 85. Really for that group, but we didn't actually. I think the first time I actually played when it became actually a band was 87. You know, I was trying to find a singer for the band. That's one thing that was keeping me on hold. And since we got this guy to sing, and we were playing this party, and he didn't show up, so I ended up having to sing the song. So I just kind of became the singer by default, you know. And
yeah.
And that was, yeah, so we're more like, more about the late 80s is when we really kind of got going with that. And we kind of wanted to be on SST, you know what I mean? Because that was like, we never got on SST, but a lot of the bands we dug were on SST, and we thought it was the cool place to go, you know what I mean? We'd be in good company, but that didn't happen. But we, you know, we plugged away and hit the road and put out a couple of records and self-destructed. We imploded.
And how'd that happen?
Well, part of it was just, you know, my drummer ended up with the carpal tunnel syndrome, which is really bumming him out.
Yeah,
so
pain.
He ended up having to miss one tour. We had to get another guy in there. And then he ended up wanting to come back, but he was taking all these, you know, pain pills, pharmaceuticals in order to tolerate it. And that was fucking with him, you know. And that was
kind
of weird. And then my bass player at the time was manic depressive, and we didn't know it. I mean, he'd been diagnosed, of course, since. But at the time, we just thought, well, you know, we're like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? He's out of his mind. We didn't know he was, like, actually had an illness, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And on top of it, we're just drinking like, you know, like fucking madmen. So we were just all, by the end of it, just out of our minds with insanity and pills and alcohol, you know?
Sure.
So I think it just kind of, you know, imploded. After that, I had to kind of get my shit, reevaluate and get my shit together and start anew, you know.
Is this when you leave Berkey?
Yeah, actually it is. You know, right about at that time, yeah. And we moved, headed out to San Francisco, started a band called Liar, and then we all...
What was that like? What was that like to leave
You know, it was in a way, it was just a big relief. It's kind of, I was ready for change. You know,
I needed to do something.
And but my friends in San Francisco were trying to convince me to move out there. So they just said, you can sleep on our floor, join our band, you know. And my friend Ron Donovan, the rock poster artist, one of those guys. And Michael, do you remember the band Bomb?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Michael Dean from Bomb, you know.
Sure, Michael Dean. What year is this?
That was, moved to San Francisco in 94. That's 94. Right about the time Bomb disintegrated, too. And so it was, we started a new band called Slish, me and Michael Dean from Bomb.
Yeah, didn't Michael Dean end up making some kind of DIY kind of movie?
Yeah, in fact, you were in that. He interviewed you for that. Right. We were both in that DIY.
All right, I conquer Alzheimer's again.
Yeah, you know.
I remember that name, sort of. Okay. And I remember the band Bomb also.
Yeah, so it was Michael Dean and then Bean from Paul Kirk from Helios Creed.
Sure.
So it was me and those two guys and a drummer. We kind of started this new thing for a little while. And that was my entry into San Francisco, that and Liar. Yeah.
Wow. You know what? It's time now for me to have the righteous privilege of bringing on board Brother Matt for his spin cycle there.
Yeah.
So can we make a momentary pause in your retelling of your music journey for Brother Matt to express himself.
Right on.
Okay.
Let's go! why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why. This is why. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why. This is why. This is why I'm hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly. You ain't cause you not. This is why. This is why. This is why I'm hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly. You ain't cause you not. This is why. This is why. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. I don't gotta rap. I could sell a mill saying nothing on the track. I represent New York. I got it on my back. Niggas say that we lost it, so I'ma bring it back. I love the dirty, dirty, cause niggas show me love. The ladies start to bounce as soon as I hit the club. But in the Midwest, they love to take it slow. So when I hit the I watch them get on the floor. And if you need it hypey, I take it to the Bay. Frisco to Sac Town, they do it a day. Compton to Hollywood as soon as I hit L.A. I'm in that low, low, I do it the Cali way. And when I hit the shot, people say that I'm fly. They love the way I dress, they like my attire. They love how I move crowds from side to side. They ask me how I do it, and simply I reply. This is why I'm hot, this is why I'm hot. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot, this is why I'm hot. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly, you ain't cause you not. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly, you ain't cause you not. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. Catch me on the block. Every other day, another push, another drop. 16 bars, 24 pop, 44 song. Nigga, give me what you got. I'm in the driving cars, crushing off the lot. I'm in the shutting stores down just so I can shop. If you need a bird, I could get it chopped. Tell me what you need, you know I get them by the flock. I call my homie Black, meet me on the Ave. I hit Wash Heights with the money in the bag. We in the big spinning, see my pimpin' never drag. Find me with different women that you niggas never had. For those who say they know me, know I'm focused on my cream. Player, you come between, you better focus on the beam. I keep it so mean, the way you see me lean. And when I say I'm hot, my nigga, this is what I mean. This is why I'm hot, this is why I'm hot. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot, this is why I'm hot. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly, you ain't cause you not. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly, you ain't cause you not. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot. Why I'm hot, why I'm hot.
And Monte Carlos and El Dorado. So I'm waking up out of my slumber, feeling like Rollo. So follow, it's showtime at the Apollo, minus the Kiki Shepherd. With about a hoe and a leopard print. Teddy, Pendergrass, cooler than Freddie Jackson, sipping a milkshake in a snowstorm. That's my throat warm in the dorm room at the AU. We blew hay to athletes, might hate you, but you must have been mistaken with them statements that you make, huh? Bongo hooked it up, oh my god. Dip my rim today so they can ride out. So they're gonna go hide out. I'm sure how to wild out like that tripper. Let me be Bambino on your slippers. YKK on your zipper. Lick you like a lizard when I'm slizzard. A sober. 6 million ways to fold ya. Like Noah's, I get two views and you get pretty deep. But I call your ass from Aiden. I know you'll be there for me, girl.
Your motherfucking hand.
Get 'em high.
All the girls pass the weed to your mom. motherfucking man.
Get them high.
Now I ain't never tell you to put down your hands.
Keep them high.
And if you're losing your high, then smoke again.
Keep them high.
Now, my flow is in the pocket like Wallace. I got the bounce like hydraulics. I can't call it. I got the swirl like alcohol. My freshman year, I was going through hella problems till I bit up the nerve to drop my ass about a college. My teacher said I was a loser. I told her, why don't you kill me? I give a fuck if you feel me. I'm gonna follow my heart. And if you follow the charts or the plaques or the stacks, you ain't gotta guess who's back. You see, I'm so sad at the thought I was bashful. But this bass is slow, real bass is gold. And I will cut your girl like past the troll. And I don't usually smoke, but past the drone. And I won't give you that money that you asking for. Why you think me and Dane cool? We assholes. That's why we hear your music getting fast forward. Cause we don't wanna hear that weak shit no more.
Throw your motherfucking hand.
Get them high.
All the girls pass the weed to your motherfucking man.
Get them high.
Now I ain't never tell you to put down your hand.
Keep them high.
And if you're losing your high, then smoke again.
Keep them high.
Now, who the hell is this? Emailing me at 11:26, telling me that she 36:26. Plus double D, you know girls on Black Planet B when they get bubbly at NYU, but she hailed from Kansas. Right now she just lamping, chilling on campus. Sent me a picture with a feeling on Candace, who said her favorite rapper was the late great Francis. W-H-I-T, it's getting late, mommy. Your screen saver say tweet, so you got to call me and bring a friend for my friend. His name Kwali.
You mean Talib, lyrics 60 a rib. I mean, that's my favorite CD that I play in my crib.
I mean,
you don't really know him. Why'd you lie?
Your Kwai, she don't believe me. Please pick up the line. She gon' think that I'm lying. Just spit a couple of lines. And maybe I'll be able to give a dick all the time and get a high.
Yeah.
Ow.
I can't believe this nigga used my name for picking up dimes. But never mind, I need some traction, trying to pull tracks out. And my rhymes are spinning to blow, you trying to blow back style. Well, okay, twisting my arm, I'll assist with the charm. Hey, yo,
did you meet that ticket, that conference with your mom?
Keep them high.
Well, she got the bougie behavior. Always got something to say like an okay player hater. Anyways, I don't usually fuck with the internet. A chick
with no control, strutting they arm like nigga whip. Really fucking that much or trying to get on cigarettes. If she think it's fly, she ain't met a real nigga yet.
No.
I apologize if I come off a little inconsiderate. I got the bubble cushion, the sister could get ahead of it.
Hit them high like noon or the moon or room filled with smoke, a hype filled with dope. Y'all assumed I was doomed out of tune, but I still feel the notes, the real nigga quotes. Real rappers is hard to find, like a remote. Control rappers out of, you super still got love. That's why I abuse you who are not thugs. Rock clubs like Tiger Woods in the hood. Should have my own reality show called Soul Survivor. I stole on lava, niggas and you.
She came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like catching big things, dual chip, money clip, phone flip the six rings. And seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance. And that cat woman stands with the fat booty pants, hot damn. What's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist laced up, very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym, tone your frame up, and sugar and spice the only thing that you made up. I tried to play a low key but couldn't keep it down. Access dance, she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, Sam's from Jamaica. She sipping Chris Stata, taking my little waist up. My fam throwing a jam, Fareed is on the stand, big things is in the plan. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move in here. Yo, this my man Most, baby, let me introduce. I turn around, you was the same pretty bird who I had priorly observed, trying to play me for the herb. Shocked to sell, she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Most, I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you, it was nice to finally meet. He moved to the booth, preserved the crew, especially your honey love ended up sitting directly next to me. I'm tight polite, but now I'm looking at her skeptically. Cause baby girl got all the right weaponry. Designer fabric, shoes and accessories. Sticky eyes, sweet voice, call me mentally. Be conversating, made her laugh, yeah, you know me, bro. Even though I know the CeeLo, she wild, sweet, yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave before you dance with me? Dance with me.
She blew my whole head with that. I was like, what? I played it low, though. I was like, yeah, all right, come on, then, let's go. This is
On the waist, on the waist. He and my butt up like the Arizona summer song finishing. She whispered, honey, let's exchange numbers.
Scene 3.
We've been dating late night conversation in the crib, heart racing, trying to be cool and patient. She touched on my eyelids, the room fell silent. She walked away smiling, singing Gregory Isaacs like, if I don't, if I don't, if I don't. She want me a tan line and a tattoo, playing Sade, sweetest taboo, burning candles on my arm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm up at Brooklyn, now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever, I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere, yeah, they love me everywhere, I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway, pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street, catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry, cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas, me, I'm up at Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie, now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from. I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click, though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit, home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories, out there in the naked. City, it's a pity, half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug, special ed, I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. 3 dice, Lilo, 3 card, Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King, yo. I'm from the Empire State. That's
Brother Matt, thank you very much.
Certainly.
What was the impetus, inspiration?
Actually, Eric inspired the first part with that song about the high, being a, the high song, so we start off with the Nashville Pussy version of that.
Right.
And then
yeah. Hey, you know, speaking of Nashville Pussy, Karen Kuda, bassist for Nashville Pussy, she's been doing some gigs with me lately. We just played a few in New Mexico last month.
Cool. I was talking to her about being on the show one time. I saw them up at the Viper Room, I think, a few months back or last year.
Yeah, I remember their old bass player, or one of the old bass players. Yeah, it was Cherokee Park's sister.
Yes,
basketball players. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, January 11, 2014, Dish and Wife Pedro Show. Guest Eric McFadden here at the Love Ground with Brother Matt. Hold tight for hour 3. January 11, 2014. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
This is about B-ball. I tore my motherfucking meniscus ligament and bruised my bone there and fuck it. I still dropped 90 points. Come through, motherfuckers. You been to my studio Thursday, have you?
In New York. New York studio, guys.
happened to your
Well, studio? I got two studios. Yes. They both have the hoops. Yes.
There's a motherfucking dump on me, okay? He's the only motherfucking I know who has. Because I own the motherfucking paint. And this is based on J.R. Reed, who used to play for motherfucking North Carolina. Dean Smith sucked my dick and did some balling in the NBA for 10 years or so. And he was lining up. This is against Loyola when they had the Westhead, Paul Westhead scheme going on where they scored like 130 points a motherfucking game. And he was at the free throw line, you know, and well, he wasn't shooting free throws, he was. And he said, "Nothing inside today, boys. Nothing inside today." And he just fucking hell intimidated those motherfuckers just with those words. I guess we're starting. Come through, motherfuck. Come through, suck. Play 1-on-5, a real man versus 5.5 sissy boys. Come through. Here's basketball. Chick Hearn, a motherfucking G, Crips, Forum Blue Crips. Jack C. Cook says Grape Street Perps, no ethnic way. You know, Chick Hearn was never allowed to call the Lakers Perps, you know, like Grape Street. So he had to call them Forum Blue. In the woods, mostly. Slob. This is influenced by my twit shit. Mike and y'all, whoever. Woman. Drummers, bassists, wrestlers, too. Carla. Mad Dog, Kira. Vivian, Luna Vachon. Mad Dog Vachon. No WWE divas. But AJ, love that girl. Plastic the rest. This is about a motherfucking art critic. Robert Hughes, long ride at wheel, drunk and swerve, killed 12 Aborigines, 15 Eskimos. Follow the line or read, prick. Drive with your toe to the flow. Burma shave, dick. This is a song written by my mother. No shit. No, seriously. I am a star singer in an important punk band in LA area. We almost had a record made by SST Record Company, and we sent an invitation to the little, can't spell his name, Bingenheimer at K-Rock Station to come hear us play. He almost made it to the garage where we were performing. This was before Penelope Spears was sucking Whataboy's cock. Good job. So we almost can call ourselves recording stars. Our bit was cool. About 100 dudes from Hollywood. One cool dude from
Detroit, admiring you. Admiring you know who. But not as cool as thought. Fiddled with my dick, I scratched his ass, and then, in middle of my goodnight refrain, quote, "Oh, hip, hip, baby, I will kill for you. It's a thrill to Detroit dude, rapes, forsooth, an ardent fan, middle of the mosh pit. I'm cool, but kinda. After finished my second hip, 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 jump the bitch, went after his throat. Dude let the sweetheart of the band go. Fight on for USC. You suck cock. Just you and me. The universe is second choice. Whatever, you know. Their whole offensive line is that sex with Traveler, that annoying motherfucking white mare that in a rage, his face, my punch, have this dude for lunch. Don't pull me off, punks, I'll have my just desserts for dessert. What up? Dude was lying on the floor, half comatose, half masturbate. Dad, come on, give me head, posthumously. Punk rock, posthuman, life gets in the way. Carry on, mosh pit, carry the dead away. Don't call cops, getting kind of hairy. Fini, hey, sirrah, sirrah, means in French, let it be. Fuck the Beatles. Hip, 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 hip. Wee, wee. This is recent bullshit. A gauze under us, stone coverage, broke cyst, can get you in a gig. Holler. Ringo, Ringo, Kingo. B-I-N-G-O. A-E-N-E-O, to say Yamaba, fuckhead. Silvatins, Galwa, Smokem, my friend Desi Ernest Jr., bus nut, asked for directions, is directing. F you, directing with my dick. That's why we need communism, to drive out the petty bush. Pusher filth. Making money off our acid, man. Like charging us for air we breathe, man. In, out, in, out. Let the revolutionary government express the ass clip. Assume means of production. What all, bitch? You can't do this. This is America. Ginsburg, quote, "My skin is white ass, but oh, my butt is oh so blue and black. Swastika line of speed's got my back. We shall overthrow what's past my ass. Can I bum a silver things off you? I've got your back. Do you know Haskell Wetzler? Shoots my acid trips. The man, man, he's got the best eyes in the movement. Uses them to scam and pan. I just want you to know the score. Mailer sends his support. Like, wow, I mean, now. Alan's here. Unnoticed? Fuck no. I'm not gonna dress for y'all. Where it's at. Can't have a revolutionary cinema without that. No Sandra Dee's, no Tina Louise's. I don't want to sleep around to do it. No Jane Fonda's. She's with Warren Beatty, Jean Godard. This is how we do it. I'm scheduled to start work on a musical soon. Yes, Chuck the Boom stick. How does a stare do it? It must be easy. Easy does it. Over easy. Can't scramble one egg. Where does one get the energy? All I ask from life, 5,000 well-chosen words, one coercive fact, will help me so much to live. Be brave. God knows what I know. What I mean. What I think. What I see, what I feel. My troubled overflows with a whole deep sense of it all. Reflection, perception, what all. The little things to do will all come back asked to me. Things of observation, masturbation, fancy freak. Life is full of them. Bullshit, they meet at every turn. One thing is certain, they will come more and more and more and more. I want them. Let them all proceed. The high lows or the four sophomores. I prefer the four freshmen. Remember always graduation day. I will never attain the art world stature, gravitas, of Richard Serra until I kill. I draw, laugh out loud. Richard Serra, casualty of none of his work? Absolutely. Tris Speaker, 5 at bats, 1 hit, 1 RBI, 1 strikeout. Hannes Wagner, 4 at-bats, 1 run scored, 1 hit. Ted Williams, 5 at-bats, 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 RBI, 1 home run, 1 strikeout. Babe Ruth, 4 at-bats, 1 run, 1 base on ball. Luke Arap, 4 at-bats, 3 runs, 4 motherfucking hits, 1 RBI, 1 triple, 1 home run, 1 base on ball. Roy Campanella, 4 at-bats, 2 runs, 3 hits, 5 motherfucking RBIs. 1 double, 1 home run, 1 base on ball. Motherfucking Christ, man. If they name a disease after me, I hope it's since Garrick's taken. Campanella would be. Gibson pitched that day. He got 2 at bats. Thank you. shape is made, or the play is over, and 4 out of 5 bitches prefer Burma shave. Go against the percent, and I'll mention the motherfucking fact. 4 out of 5 bitches go for the Burma shave man. Feel lucky, loser? Rather fight than switch to Barbasol? Motherfuckers, bring it on. Hell, you know. One uses Barbasol. I use Barbasol too, man, you know. But Barbasol's not motherfucking poetry, okay? That little prick, you know. Little Johnny Robintini loves dick, sucks prick. Call. He was about this call. I can't do it right, man. Someone's gonna have to hold my balls while I do this. A call for Philip Morris. Yeah, Philip Morris took over that. They used to have fucking, you know, signs on every fucking road. First road trip, carrying wide, big load. Must have been motherfucking Watson. Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. You just heard the entire gig that Thurston Moore, Raymond Pettibone, and myself did New Year's Eve at the Stone, New York City, 2014. Brought in the new year. We actually got finished before the new year. I got to meet John Zorn finally.
All right.
Yeah. Speaking of meeting people, our guest here, Brother Matt, Eric McFadden, just mentioned something about Joe Strummer.
Yeah, man, back to Zorn for a second. I wanted to meet Zorn. I was in, me and Delphine were in New York in September, and Nels was there, and we were going back to say hi. I guess it was Trevor Dunn and Mike Patton and Badeski were all playing with Zorn, and we went back there. Kind of things Zorn yelled. He didn't see who it was. He was like, get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Because he was talking.
The old friendly thing.
And he didn't want us barging in on him, so I didn't really get to meet him there. But
the old friendly approach. I know that thing.
Exactly, man. But Strummer, you know, he was playing the Fillmore years ago with the Mescaleros.
With what?
The Mescaleros.
The Mescaleros at the Fillmore in San Francisco.
The Mescaleros.
Yeah, that's one of his
dudes. Dudes on mescaline.
Yeah, that's one of his dudes.
it's after the Clash?
This was after the Clash, yeah.
Okay. I never got to meet him. I saw him play once with the Clash, though, in 1979. That's where we met the Black Flag guys, handing out flyers outside, and ended up playing,
got to see the Clash, unfortunately. That was a...
Here it's an orange record.
Record.
Brother Matt just gave it to me. It's called Street Corps. So anyway, right. He was playing in San Francisco. You went to the gig.
Yeah, I went to the gig and ended up hanging out backstage with him a bit. We were playing. Me and another buddy were playing guitar. And
what do you mean playing guitar?
Just kind of hanging out backstage, fiddling around on some guitar, and he. So then Joe had it, you know, invited us onto the bus and. You know, we in the band kind of hung out and sang songs until sunrise, drank a little Johnny Walker, and then he invited me to open some shows for him here, you know, in L.A.
Yeah.
So ended up doing that, which is great, you know. And,
what was he like?
And then we were in Japan. I was playing Fuji Rock with George Clinton and Pete Punk.
He used to have the little campfire things there.
Yeah, man, and he had a campfire.
Strummerville.
Exactly, man. He had that thing going on. So
I was told about that.
Which was great, man. And he...
What was he like as a person? So you really met him a few times.
He was really... I mean, he was hospitable, for one. He would just, wanted to make sure we were okay. You know, pouring us a drink, this and that, you know. And actually, he was just really enthusiastic about music, it seemed. And he was just very hospitable. And, we hung out there in the Fuji Mountains at his the fire went, like, and that was another one of those. It seems like every time I hung out with him, it was still the sunrise, you know, and the handful of times. And but we had this idea to get him and George Clinton together, because at the time I was playing with George, and so that was the plan. And but then, of course, that didn't happen because he passed away on us. But
he passed away on the same day that Dee Boone did, 17 years later.
Oh, shit. How do you like that one, man? I mean,
yeah, because I got asked to do something for... Strummerville's turned into, like, some kind of foundation to help young people with music.
Exactly.
And I've done some gigs.
Me and Delphine produced the event in San Francisco each
year. Oh, great.
Yeah, so you got to come out and play that.
Yeah, I would love to, you know. And I never got to meet the man, but for everybody I know that has met him, he said such good things.
Yeah,
so let's get back to your music journey. Well, let's play some music first.
You got
something here from you called Hanging Moon.
All right.
What's Hanging Moon about?
Well, it was about, you know, messing with a preacher's wife, and it turns out that that it's also the Hanging Man. So it's kind of a story about, you know, messing with the wrong woman and the consequences that one may suffer as a result.
Karma Wales.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Got a Bible in it. sitting on the gallows, thinking about the wrong that you've done. Call out Jesus' name, but never gonna come. You try to cry out loud, but you just can't make a sound. He's gonna lift you up till your feet don't touch the ground. Hang and move. Dressed in white, you got a flower in her hair. She never seen it like before, never seen her anywhere. She was oh so respectable, a mother and a wife. But she couldn't help herself when he looked her in the eye. When he heard the preacher's boots walk across that floor, he tried to up and run, but it never reached the door. Hang and move. There's a hang.
I think I'm cooked by, I think I'm cooked by. 40 cities, 40 shows, 10 songs every night. And then we get back to the block. And you're going to want to chill with your regular. Now your mothers want to get pushed because they love you. Everybody has to be funny for. Drop it a little.
Oh girl, you can't put black heavens to me. Oh girl, for it and then here's a real beauty. A real beauty. Oh girl, daughter, sister, whatever. Oh girl, you better than hustler's cover. Hustler's cover. Yeah. Oh girl, you shine color of your teeth. Oh girl, this blind me baby I can't see. I can't see. Yeah. You're my man.
Walk for Pedro show. Last music for the show started off with Eric McFadden doing Hanging Moon. Watch who you're boning, I guess. It's the moral of that story. The White Man Dingoes after that with Warner Brothers. That's got Chuck Treese on drums, Daryl Jennifer from Bad Brains on bass.
All right.
Careful, Jennifer, man. Incredible cat. I've always dug it. You know, who told me how he learned bass? It was Adam Yauch. He said, watching Daryl Jennifer.
Yeah.
That's how he learned bass.
Wow.
Yeah. Incredible cat. And then Exit Night from Damaged Bug. That's a... who's the OC's guy? John?
OC's guy.
Yeah. He's a Providence guy, but he lives in San Francisco now.
Oh, really?
Okay. And I think they're on hiatus, but he's got a new band called Damaged Bug. And that's Exit Night. After that, Sugati from Italy with Ballad of a Thin Disguise. Also Tolman, who's from, I think, Pacifica. Not probably, but kind of a little hybrid there, collab. And then You're My M-I-L-F by Seb and the Rod Dicks. That's Brother Seb. They're from southern France. I think Lyon. I got to play with him in where Nels used to live, Carla, called Eagle Rock. It's a great record store there. Yeah. I think called Permanent Records. Check it out, people. Finally, we heard Mr. Tom Tobacco, Allegheny Whitefish, doing the love song. Eric, we got 3 minutes left.
All right.
After your fucking bomb, you went and did Eric McFadden Trio. You've been doing that since, right? The last...
Well, you know, I've been doing that for a while, but the latest thing I'm kind of doing is with... we've been calling it 10, but it's me and Norwood Fisher from Fishbone.
Oh, wow, this is new. I don't know about this.
Yeah, it's...
I love Norwood.
Yeah, Norwood's awesome.
Yeah, man. So me and Norwood, we did a whole new record that's going to be coming out here pretty soon. It's Thomas Pridgen is playing drums on it, and we may be doing different things with different drummers, but Thomas Pridgen's great, you know, extraordinary drummer. And Earl Hudson was going to be a possibility.
Also. Oh, wow. Speaking of Bad Brains.
Yeah, speaking of the Bad Brains, right. So, yeah, this new thing, 10, is...
I dig Earl, man.
Pretty exciting, you know. And
so you made an album, and it's coming out. What's it called? What's the name of the band?
It's going to be called 10, T-E-N.
Right, okay.
You know, I met Norwood in Albuquerque exactly 20 years ago, too.
My Fishbone gig?
Those guys are at Coachella.
That's right.
Are they? They're coming?
Yeah.
Oh, they're still... It's mainly just him and...
Angela. Yeah.
But, that should be coming out soon.
Wow.
Fine Entertainment.
And you've been side-manning with Eric Burden?
Been side-manning with Eric Burden. Yep, did that. We did a lot of Europe this last year.
He's incredible. What's it like to play with him?
Man, it's great, because he's still got the power and the fire. You know, he's still got the fire. Man.
Got the fire. He's what do they call it? A Geordie, a Newcastle cat.
Yeah,
they got a fire, man.
Newcastle, yep.
Newcastle Brown, he'll surely slap you down.
Oh, yeah.
No, I have a lot of respect for him. And, you know, the stuff he did with War, you probably go through his whole catalog, right?
Bill the Worm.
Do a pretty good amount
Do you do Sky Pilot?
We did that. I've done it with him before. Not this last year, not on this tour.
I love that song. It's so insane.
And he switches it up sometimes, you know what I mean? The cell is because he can't. So we did that a few years back. We were doing Sky Pilot, but now that's been omitted, you know, in favor of other songs this time.
Eric, if I was asking you for advice to a young person getting into music, what would you tell them?
Well, man, one thing is you've got to be persistent. If that's what you want to do, then you have to be willing to, you know, you've got to be ready to sacrifice something. You know what I mean? However, the real thing is not to let anything or anyone discourage you, I think, really, because, you know, people will do that, but that's usually the people that have abandoned their own dreams or their own pursuits, you know what I mean? So you don't want to listen to anybody trying to discourage you, because a lot of people tell you, oh, it's hard, you're not going to make any kind of living that way. You know, there's a lot of people spewing a bunch of stuff.
A lot of belly aching. But your advice is to keep on keeping on.
Yeah, the idea is to do what you want to do. It's not about, like, how viable of a career it is. It's about where your passion is, so... You know, I'd say you just keep on keeping on, like you said.
That's great words. Eric, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, Brother Matt. Wasn't he a bitch?
Great, great. Nice to have you
here. I hope you heal up. People are actually sad. He's got a residency at the Mitt in Midtown, I guess they call this part of L.A. now.
Yeah.
On Pico, so get on down there every Wednesday this month. Best of luck, of course, for the trails with Eric Burden, but also with this new project with Norwood 10.
Yeah.
I wish you the best luck, Eric, okay?
Right on.
Everybody, it's been
all right, take
January
care.
11, 2014 edition of Wife for Pedro show. Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.